The News Corp board of directors met yesterday for the first time since a phone hacking and corruption scandal erupted last month. The meeting comes amid growing scrutiny of Rupert Murdoch's leadership as chairman and CEO. There are also big questions looming about his son James Murdoch's involvement in the scandal, as well as questions about the board's oversight. Well, this afternoon, Rupert Murdoch participated in a conference call with analysts and reporters, ostensibly about News Corp's quarterly earnings report. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik was listening in, and he joins us now. And David, there's been a lot of damage already done. What did Rupert Murdoch have to say today about leadership at News Corp?
Well, first off, he started, and it was a very buoyant, ebullient performance, particularly at first when he was talking about those earnings. News Corp has done very well in the last fiscal quarter, and he was happy to tout it. He then did sort of acknowledge it's been a tough summer, of course, at the News of the World tabloid now Shuttered, where there were allegations seemingly quite well-founded of phone hacking, violations of privacy, police corruption, and those allegations are seeping outward. But he said, as he did a few weeks ago to Parliament, he said that he and the board had decided yesterday that he would be the right person to continue to lead the company as chairman and as CEO.
So that's for now. What about the next head of News Corp? Rupert Murdoch has said before that his desire is that one of his adult children should succeed him.
That's right. In fact, James Murdoch had been seemingly the designated heir apparent. There was a stretch during which his brother Lachlan had seemed to be. And in fact, there was some talk that the reason that News Corp purchased Elizabeth Murdoch, his daughter's film production company, mm-hmm. was so that she could be a candidate for the job. They've been damaged. But yet, what Mr. Murdoch said today was that if anything were to happen to him in the near term, he would think that his partner, Chase Carey, the chief operating officer, would immediately step into the job. And he instantly said, however, that both he and Mr. Carey had full confidence in James Murdoch, as though he were untouched, though, of course, he's been over the British operations of News Corp for the last few years.
Now, the investigations have been spreading both in the UK and here in the US into News Corp. What do we know about how involved executives were in either the phone hacking or in any cover-up that came after?
Well, there are both criminal investigations there and here and parliamentary inquiry there in the UK, as well as a significant internal investigation. Mr. Murdoch said at this time, we don't know whether there was a dozen or two dozen people who were guilty of criminal activity. But the key question is this. James Murdoch testified before Parliament last month that he had been unaware the practices were widespread when he approved a settlement to a guy who had accused the newspaper of hacking into his phone and violating his privacy. Now, several former News of the World and News Corp executives have come forward to contradict his testimony, to say that he didn't tell the committee the facts. And he's been demanded by the committee to tell them to try to reconcile that contradiction. He has until tomorrow to do so. It'll be interesting to see what he comes up with.
Okay. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you very much.
You bet.